This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The two big wildfires that did so much damage and killed six people up in Northern California last month are now fully or nearly fully contained. And yet, we are still not done with fire season out here. 4 years ago, the most devastating fire ever in the state of Texas ripped through Bastrop County. 50 square miles, nearly 2,000 homes burned just a half hour's drive from Austin. Residents there had a choice. The same choice people are going to have up in Northern California. They could rebuild or they could hit the road. Marketplace's Andy Euler went back to Bastrop to see what's up.
Melissa Bishop moved out here to Bastrop and out into the country about 20 years ago.
You know, I don't want to live in an exurb of Austin and the whole thing is coming this way with the suburban houses and the big box stores and the traffic jams. It's coming.
She worked as a nurse in downtown Austin but commuted an hour every day to live in the forest. And that's what it is. Bastrop State Park is almost 10 square miles of pines, which makes it susceptible to fire. The fire in 2011 burned about 95% of the park.
And if you look over there on the horizon, you can see completely burned dead trees. That was a crown fire, like a horizontal tornado rolling through the forest that's so hot that it explodes the trees in front of it.
She was renting land next to the park. She owned a cabin but didn't have insurance. Now all that's left is a mailbox. She got $32,000 from FEMA and bought some land in Oregon. She hopes to move there by the end of the year. But Bishop is the exception. While a lot of people didn't rebuild on the same piece of land, Bastrop didn't lose population numbers or school enrollment. The city of Bastrop is the county seat, and yes, it has a town square and a bunch of little ice cream parlors. But the fire just hit the edge of the city. Nearly all the homes destroyed were in the county. Officials are trying to assure residents that they're ready for the next one, and there will be a next one. Bruce Woods is head of mitigation and prevention at the Texas A&M Forest Service.
We can't stop all fires, and fires are going to occur either lightning strikes or so we're going to have ignition starts, and it's how we prepare our homes that's going to make the difference.
Lots of new people are moving out here, and developers are building them houses. Subdivisions are sprouting all along Highway 71 among thousands of burned trees. Woods thinks these communities need to be planned better. And builders need incentives to build fire-safe homes.
We have numerous areas where we've had catastrophic fires in Texas, and properties were rebuilt with the same materials and the same type of landscaping as before the fire.
That's exactly what Jenny Pickering did. The same house on the same lot.
My daughter-in-law called the builder who had built our home, which was only 5 years old, and told him what was going on. And he called me and said, "Jenny, if you want to rebuild, I'll put you at the top of my list." So we decided to rebuild. So we used the same floor plan, everything. We just rebuilt the same exact house. We did the best we could to get it back the way it was.
She says she didn't really do anything to make her home more fire safe, but she's not sure it would have made any difference. A few miles down the road is Tahitian Village. You can see plenty of lots where only chimneys remain. Folks who live out here aren't farmers and ranchers. They're living on quarter-acre lots in modern-looking houses. That's where I met Jan Kuchel.
My house is wood. It's old. It's about 30 years old. But it's also got asphalt shingles, you know, that have been replaced a couple of times.
Kuchel knows she's lucky that her place didn't burn down because so many in her neighborhood did.
And the firefighters described it, the fire had fingers. You know, it just reached in and just burned this whole area. And then there could be a house that went completely down, two or three houses that went completely down, and the house next to it had flowers blooming in the front yard.
She says when she heard her house was okay, she was excited. That it was hard to go to the store and talk to her neighbors because she felt kind of guilty.
You know, any time I would say, "No, my home is there," you would see almost, I want to say, disappointment in their eyes, you know, because it felt like, oh, I don't have a comrade here. You know, and then there was a point in time when people said, "Oh, you didn't lose your home. Oh, okay, you're fine then." And I wanted to just kind of punch them.
Kuchel spent $50,000 to repair damages her insurance company wouldn't cover. Her siding was warped. She replaced all her carpet. She repaved the driveway because the fire was so hot it melted the asphalt. Her survivor's guilt went away, and she knows the people in her community a lot better. She had plenty of reason to see them. County and state officials held seminars on how to make homes safer. She and her neighbors even organized meetings to talk about how to get out in case of another fire.
It's astonishing to me that I didn't ever take it any more seriously. It's astonishing to me.
as thousands of people look for tranquility in the piney woods outside of Bastrop, Kuchel says she hopes they can take something from her short-sightedness, especially those coming out from the city.
You can give them a little bit of leeway for being dumb, but I don't get any excuse.
I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
You can see where Melissa Bishop is living now out in Bastrop in a video on our Facebook page or at our website, marketplace.org.